Riverside.
Time of the duck.
Quack, quack.
Four.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. French police say they've shot and killed a suspect linked to Tuesday's deadly shooting at a Strasbourg Christmas market. A massive manhunt had been underway for suspected gunman Sharif Shakat since the shooting, but officials haven't yet confirmed whether the 29-year-old was the person killed today. President Trump is not happy with a major American automaker. In an interview today with Fox News, the president takes aim at General Motors CEO Mary Barra for her company's plans to shutter several plants.
To tell me a couple of weeks before Christmas that she's going to close in Ohio and Michigan, not acceptable to me.
The president said GM would not be treated well if it shifts manufacturing to Mexico. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow ending the day 70 points higher, the S&P down a fraction, with the NASDAQ losing 27 points. This is Fox News.
Traffic light, I'm not stopping. From lane to lane, I am hopping. It's not my concern if you crash and burn. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. I don't see people walking. I don't steer while I'm talking. And you could die next if I get a text. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. On the highway I am busy yakking. No idea there's other cars around. Behind me there's a pileup quickly stacking. I'm on the phone, for God's sakes, quiet down. You could say I'm depriving half my brain while I'm driving, but I'll never hear with this thing in my ear. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand.
All right, I just put this latest Trump fiasco on Facebook because now federal investigators are looking into inauguration spending. Because the deep staters couldn't get him with Mueller, so this will be their next thing. They want him out.
Absolutely.
And they're going to do whatever it takes.
Whatever. Anything.
Even push us into the streets. And we're damn close to getting there. Merry Christmas! So let me read this from that Al Gore story.
Okay.
Yes.
The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. And in some places, now, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department from the consulate at Bergen, Norway. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard-of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many posts, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Atlantic, while vast shoals of herring and smelt, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old sea shipping grounds. That report was published by, guess who? The Washington effing Post.
No way.
On November 2nd,
1922. Wow. You know, the big problem I have with Al Gore is he hasn't said a word about Fukushima and all the radioactive water it's still dumping into the ocean. Not a word, because there's no money in that.
No. No, he's made himself very wealthy peddling panic.
Yes, exactly.
Although we have wised up some, because that ridiculous sequel he made to the first package of
bombed lies.
An inconvenient sequel, yeah. It was, that did not make him millions of dollars.
Kind of like the Clinton tour.
And the first one, you know, the education system, and that's ultimately going to be the ruination of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's our education system. They put an inconvenient truth, the first movie, in the schools like it was gospel. Proven science. Because I know, my daughter watched it.
That's crazy.
And where'd you get this? She said, well, we watched this movie by Al Gore called Inconvenient Truth. I said, that's nothing more than a theory.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no proof that any of what he's talking about is actually happening. And here it is, all the stuff he predicted 10 years ago, not one damn bit of it has come to pass. No. If anything, we have more ice than ever. I'll tell you what, we have more ice holes than ever.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean, we are just overrun with those.
Well, you know that song you just played about texting and driving?
Yeah.
You know what happened to Mike and Sally's son Monday? On his way to work.
Oh, God, yes, yeah, yes.
Lady texting, went across four lanes, T-boned him,
flipped
his truck. Yeah, he's lucky he walked away.
Yeah, we were on the air when that happened, and we got the first report
of
the wreck. We did not know it was Mike and Sally's son that was the victim in that. And, yeah, it was somebody, you know, their head up their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you got to be so careful.
You really do. Drive defensive all the time.
We are at 407s. Oh, the Dems are ramping up impeachment talk.
Of course.
Well, on this global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it, stuff, it's amazing hearing that from 1922 in the Washington Post.
1922, yeah.
It's always struck me, and this is how I argue this with somebody who's like real big on the politics of climate change. I will grant you the science. That's a big gift, too. Like, okay, you're right. The scientists are right. There's a problem here. How do we solve it? Do we solve it with government? Do we solve it with innovation? I'm all for that conversation. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gave the game away the other day.
What'd she say?
Because if the problem is climate change, let's solve that problem. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, we can use the transition to 100% renewable energy as the vehicle to truly deliver and establish economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
Our climate is racist, too?
Right. This is where it's like, wait, are you just using this issue as a big excuse to do what you've been wanting to do for 100 years?
Pardon my French here, but that bitch is the craziest and most dangerous woman in America.
She's out there.
She has now outranked Hillary Clinton because she's like this rock star in the Democratic Party, and she's dumber than a box of hammers.
She really is.
She got nothing.
And she's the pimple that won't go away.
But it's that sort of
burr on my ass
sort of crap that just it's an example of how dishonest politics can be.
And we're talking about the planet here, and they're weaponizing and monetizing everything they can, and the planet's suffering because of it.
They want to change the Constitution so she can run for president before she turns 35. She's not even 30 yet. And she's ready to...
Can you imagine what this country would be like with her?
Well, look, I posted David Blackman's blog today.
Yeah.
Democrats, 1961, there's a picture of JFK. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Next to that, Democrats, 2018, free stuff, except they use a different word for stuff.
Yeah, and where does that money come from?
It rhymes with... And that's it. And every day, something comes out of this woman's mouth that's crazier than the day before.
Oh, yeah, she's out there.
Yeah, we should change the Constitution. She's an honest-to-goodness political superstar, according to... Oh, my God.
It's the media.
And she apparently takes herself very seriously, too.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
Europe has been doing cap and trade for years, trading carbon credits, correct, Terry?
Yes, I believe you are correct.
And maybe 15 or 20 years, and the United States, thank God, never got into it. But who runs the company that trades all the carbon credits? Do you know?
I do not.
You do not know?
No.
Who started the company that brokers all the carbon credits?
I would have to guess Soros, but I don't know.
Al Gore.
Really?
Yeah, Bubs. Well, he's real damn rich.
Is this Red Top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you on Dan's show the other day. Excellent. Very good call. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. Al Gore, you know, is really a billionaire.
Sure is.
He's a lot richer than everybody wants to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about the money, Bubs. We know that.
Like 20 minutes ago?
Do what?
Didn't I just say that 20 minutes ago on this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was in Home Depot.
Well, they did.
That, and, you know, you're very right. But cap and trade stuff, nobody talks about it, but it's been going on in Europe a long damn time. And this is part of what the revolution in France is about.
Uh-huh, that's what Greg said earlier.
Well, that's the because they're phasing in these fuel taxes. And the
Yeah, they can't afford that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, you know, for our country, as the Republicans at least kept it away. And certainly thank goodness for Donald Trump.
Amen.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Pelosi caves into Ocasio-Cortez again, agrees to make it. This woman hasn't served her first day in Congress, and she's already pushing Nancy Pelosi around. Damn.
Yeah, what is she? Who is she? Where'd she come from?
By the way, in case you missed it.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I'm repeating the story we did this morning for those who did not hear it earlier today. Keith Richards has quit drinking.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Oh, well, he's
it is the end of the world.
Don't wait. When did he decide to do this?
A year ago.
He doesn't have much longer to live.
Yeah, evidently.
I think that was actually his secret.
Well,
you may have some.
Counterintuitive, I know, because most people live longer when they stop the booze. But
no, his body wouldn't know what
I know
to
a
do,
little bit right. about this.
True.
Really?
Yeah. I know, it's just a little. He says, it's been about a year now. I pulled the plug on it. I got fed up with it. It was time to quit, just like all the other stuff. Which is God knows what.
Uh-huh.
I don't notice any difference, really, except for I don't drink. You know why?
Come on.
It's called wet brain. And if you drink enough over a long enough period of time, every drink you consume destroys brain cells. Now, we have billions of those. But they don't grow back. Once they have been destroyed by the consumption of alcohol, they don't grow back. So if you are pounding it day after day, year after year, in his case, decade after decade, you will reach a point where you feel stoned all the time.
Hmm.
You're living in a perpetually high world because your brain is impaired to that level. And I believe that's where he is. And
wow.
I'll say it again. I am not the local version of the temperance movement, okay? I could care less if people drink, as long as they drink responsibly and don't hurt anybody else. I got no problem with it because anybody else's drinking is not my problem. My drinking was my problem.
The only one you can control is you.
I go to Bomb Hours every Wednesday night. Most everybody is having a cocktail or a beer. I don't have to go like shake my way through it. Oh my God! You know, if you're that weak, you are not sober. When you're done, you're done.
True.
Period. And if this most recent situation with my daughter didn't push me back into the bottle, then I must be pretty sober. Because I got to feel it and deal with it. You know, just as an example. But believe me, in days when if I needed an excuse to fall off the wagon, I have
oh,
far
everywhere.
Smaller,
yeah.
You know, insignificant things that said, that's a good enough excuse. So let's go find an excellent $6 gallon of vodka and curl up. That's what Hillary's doing in Chappaqua.
Oh, sure. Are you sure it's not?
She's got her unshaven legs wrapped around.
Sure it's not Franzia?
It may be. They could probably afford something a little bit better.
Probably, yeah. I mean, but you don't want to get drunk just sucking down $100 bottles of wine.
I'm telling you, Hillary,
I mean, that's a waste.
Hillary sits there pretending she had and sips on her wine while she's watching MeTV. Living in her other world.
I don't want to imagine this. You've brought this up many times now. I know it gives you joy to think about her being miserable. It gives me a little bit of joy, but it also makes me want to throw up and, like, I'd lose any sense that I'll ever have sex again because I'm that turned off by that image that you keep painting. I think I remember the word cottage cheese now.
Yeah, she got the, you know.
Yeah, I just want to see her purple.
Her thighs look like small curd.
I just want to see her perp walked. I want to see her in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And I want to see her walking down that row of cells
yeah.
with somebody holding the back, with her hands behind her back handcuffed. That's what I want to see.
Here's your broomstick.
Yeah, fly away.
Fly away, fly away.
I'd like to have children someday, but you keep bringing her up.
That's a good point, Joey.
Shrivel me to me.
She's just evil. Yeah, no kidding.
By the way, Merry Christmas to Dan Black and everybody at Mr. Electric. You have made such a difference in our house. Got the Ring doorbell system now.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a video door.
Yes.
How's it work?
Very simple.
Pretty cool.
If any of the motion is activated, you get an immediate notification on your phone.
And
tap
you can
it.
Look and see who's at your door.
And you can talk to them.
Really?
Now, they sell these at other. We got ours at Costco.
Yeah, I saw them at Costco the other day. Yeah.
And they say you can install it yourself, but unless you're really, really sure about what you're doing,
I wouldn't do that.
I would have Mr. Electric do it. We also had some additional security lighting put in. Much brighter now.
Good.
And,
wow.
You can tap a button on the phone if you see somebody there that doesn't belong and say, I'm about to get off the toilet to come out and hit you with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I'm just gonna rack my 12 gauge.
How are they going to know? So.
You've gone high tech, sir.
Wait, is your notification that pleasant sound of wind chimes?
Yes, it's like a gliss.
Gliss.
You know what a gliss is.
I do now.
Right? It's kind of like...
I thought that was more...
It's like a daydream.
He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young man.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I've seen Cook making pumpkin pie.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
I thought that was more of a glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
I like this one, too.
Joey, this is where you take over.
Man, why is he laughing like that?
I know playing this. That every day at 6.
Look, it has been one of the great additions to our team here over 2018 to welcome Mr. Electric, a top-notch company, master electricians, on-time service, upfront pricing, people you love working with. Man, we got you covered for your home between Mr. Electric and Clark's and all the great sponsors that can provide services for your home. Georgia Floors Direct, all of it. These are the best, and we're proud to have them sponsoring this show, even on mediocre days. But this one for me, where I'm just not at my peak. But thanks to you guys. See, I'm lucky it is a Thursday.
Yeah, you guys.
I think you sound good today.
You're carrying me.
And I like that black shirt with that vest.
Yeah, do you like my sweatpants? Did you know
I
what
did.
I try to do?
I noticed.
We had an enormous box with our company Christmas cake on the kitchen table. And it took up the whole thing. So I cut off a hunk of the cake.
Yeah.
And I used that plastic spatula they give you, shoved it under it, and tried to put it on a plate, but it fell off.
Uh-oh, where did it
the
land,
spatula.
Greg?
Well, after it tumbled down my right pant leg, it hit the floor, covered the leg of a chair, and let me tell you something. The red and green, the festive frosting.
Festive
that,
frosting.
It took half a roll of paper towel.
So that explains it, folks. Usually when Gray walks
see
in.
The stains?
Yes, I see the stains on your pant leg. Yes. That's frosting from the cake?
I don't know why the white frosting had to hit my pan and the red and green made it on the chair leg.
No,
it's just the way it worked out.
It's one of those moments.
Greg, I just have to tell the audience every day when you walk in and say, hey, how you doing? Usually you're like, rah, whatever. But. This fine day, this Thursday, Greg walks in and gives the usual, after how you doing? And then he says, I just made a huge mess in the kitchen as he takes a huge spoonful of icing and eats it.
Yeah.
And now I get the story.
What better than that than the way
it was just a funny image.
It was funny.
Hey, we have a new version of Frosty for snowflakes.
Okay, nice.
For snowflakes.
We'll play, let's play Censored Frosty because I'm more in the mood for that. Got to get some butt crackers sweetened, but right now we got to go visit the Traffic Dungeon at 421.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywise Traffic Center, I think this is one of those afternoons everyone's being on their best behavior. 65 and 85 still doing good. As far as major accidents go, we're okay. We had a couple of fender benders, but they're not going to send you on to an alternate route. Boulevard looking good all the way around the city. If a Christmas puppy is in your plans, keep them safe with an invisible fence. There are many indoor and outdoor plans to choose from. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Storm system on the way with the chance of rain increasing as we go through the overnight hours tonight. It becomes windy. There could be a few thunderstorms and the threat of showers and storms will continue on Friday as well. With the low tonight 53, the high on Friday in the upper 50s and then looking ahead. On Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a few sun breaks and a small risk of a shower. High temperature up to about 57. Sunday's the pick of the litter on the weekend weather with a partly sunny day and a high temperature right around 60. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I am closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
Frosty the Snow Person was a gender-neutral soul. Nothing between his thighs you could theorize. He's like a Ken doll, I am told. Frosty the Snow Person was neither trans, bi, straight, or gay. It comes as no surprise he was made of ice. That's just the way snow people are made. There was no real magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he said, whoa, where did you get this hat? Why would you put some strange geezer's old-timey hat on my head? Boundaries, people. Boundaries. Frosty the Snow Person, yet not one grown-up would gripe that their kids would play and hang out all day with the snow adult smoking a pipe.
Cheek.
Thong.
Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
By your workmate or your boss, the front of a gentle boss that really puts the hair across his astronomical thong.
If you see a plumber show up reach,
or a chubby hubby on a beach,
prayer behind his back. It's like a match and drop the burning sulfur right between his cheeks. Because there sure is cracks and deaths around us. Cracks are all around us. Slacks fall to the ground us. Miles and miles of slacks going up and down.
Everybody, be a boss. You're a top crook. Get a grip.
Fix your twors.
Every ball. Come back
to the store.
Show some class and hide that massive astronomic bus crowd.
Hope you've enjoyed this festive quarter hour of beautiful WACV holiday music. Stay tuned. I remember those radio stations. You've heard me tell the stories about Larry Lujak, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And without question, he was the number one guy in Chicago. And in, I guess, the early 70s, yeah, WLS, which was always, except for one time, I think in 1967, at one time, always number one. WCFL was number two.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Larry Stevens was number one here, and everybody was chasing Larry.
Right. WCCY, yep.
So WCFL decided, well, the only way we're going to beat WLS is to take their best guy. So they offered Lujak $100,000.
A ton of money back then.
That would be the equivalent of about $350,000, $400,000, $500,000 today. I'm really not sure how it works out.
Yeah.
Not all those inflation calculators are accurate. I mean, the price of gas we're paying right now is probably what it should be based on actual normal inflation.
What year was this that they offered Lujak this?
It was in the early 70s. Anyway, and this they made this offer at a time when people were starting to discover FM. So one of the two AMs that was playing Top 40 was going to die, and it ended up being WCFL, even with Lujak.
Wow.
Well, Lujak would have none of it, and he said, I'm going to earn every penny you've guaranteed me. I think it was 5 years, half a mil.
Hmm. Wow.
100 grand a year. And WCFL, which was run by the Chicago Federation of Labor, that's what the CFL.
Ah.
So they said, okay, wise guy, you can stay and be a jock, and we'll pay you what we owe you, but you're going to be introducing Mantovani for the next 3 years. And that's what he did. I think for the next, oh, I don't know, 6-7 months, and he would do it just like
that's all he could handle.
This quarter hour in the Larry Lujak, you know, voice. Finally, CFL gave in. They had to change the format because that was a total disaster.
I'll bet.
And they paid off his contract, and Larry went back to WLS for even more money.
In 1972, $100,000 is $599,000 today.
There you go,
$600,000.
One of the great flattering moments of my career in 1985, I was recruited by Larry Lujak's representative.
Really?
His agent, Saul Foose, was the guy's name. He was well known, not only in Chicago, but, you know, repping people on a national basis.
Right.
And they flew down to Florida to recruit me, and I said, I'm just so honored that you think
that's a big deal.
I deserve to be on the same roster as Larry Lujak. And they said, well, yeah, we've studied your history. You're there. So, needless to say, I signed. And I should have listened to some of the advice I got further down the line. But for Larry Lujak, when WLS decided to fold up the morning show for business, he walked out the door with a check for $1.25 million. And I believe that was in the late 80s. They made a couple of the little AM flirtations with the oldies format, you know, back in the day. But he had moved to New Mexico. He wanted nothing to do with Chicago weather. So they built a studio, and he would do a show from Santa Fe, New Mexico. But that didn't really cut the mustard. But it's a shame, because he was the greatest. He was the Muhammad Ali of...
first super jock.
First, and wrote a book called Super Jock, which I diligently read. But
Lawrence of Chicago, Uncle Lair, King of the Corn Belt.
Yeah. No, he was...
Clunk letter of the day, animal stories.
And every once in a while, in my early years in Miami, when I first worked for Rick Peters, you know, Rick Peters and I will celebrate 40 years of friendship.
Wow.
May 16th of next year. God willing. But every once in a while, I would get a call, because a lot of people from Chicago had moved down to get the hell out of the Chicago climate. And they would just call and say, you know, you remind me a little bit of somebody I used to listen to in Illinois. You've ever heard of Larry Lujack? I said, you just paid me the greatest compliment you possibly could by saying that. Thank you. But I never ripped him off. I just learned from listening to him how to have fun with people.
Yeah.
I hope you found that story
boring.
I'm sorry. Lame ass story. And 84 wants me to tell the story about how to catch a polar bear.
Okay.
Because I mentioned... Here's Gino.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're all right. How are you?
Got one question. Do you collect cookbooks by any chance?
No.
Okay.
The only cookbook in my experience... Now, I bought some, Gino, but the only one... Unless you have an original Betty Crocker, that would be the only one I'm interested in.
Okay, well, I've got a Guinness World Record of uncooked recipes in my kitchen cabinet. So, y'all have a great day here.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, Betty Crocker taught me how to cook, her first original cookbook. You can learn all the basics. How to use spices. Seafood lasagna.
Yeah. No, I've never had
that's
your...
That's going to make me cry.
Okay, don't go into that then.
No, because my soon-to-be former son-in-law loved that.
Yeah.
And I made that every trip down there. And we'd enjoy that while watching a movie. I got to get past all this stuff.
I've yet to have your seafood lasagna. I've had your chocolate sauce.
I'll tell you, I had the buttery one over to the house and served it to he and Mrs. Butters.
Ooh.
And they loved it. So we'll do that one of these days. We'll have our little club, Terry... And Lynn and you and...
And apparently it's a rule, don't mix seafood with cheese, but I think that's a stupid rule.
Well, people hear seafood lasagna and they think of a tomato sauce with fish, and it's not that at all. It's wonderfully garlicky. It is a cream sauce that you build from scratch with a roux. And you use crab meat and shrimp and layer it between noodles with this very, very cheesy sauce. It is excellent. I've actually... sent the recipe out to a couple of listeners who wanted to, and it is good. And I got that from Betty Crocker. And I don't even need to look. I've made it hundreds of times. So I can go to the store, food outlet, grab what I need. And in fact, food outlet started carrying crab meat and tiny shrimp, so I could give the recipe out over the radio and they could get those ingredients there. So
said Letterman was a huge fan of Larry Lujack. He influenced David Letterman's stupid
hat
tricks.
Well, he was from the Midwest, so he had to be. He had to be.
Wow.
Lujack was just...
He was it.
A genius.
Yeah, evidently. Little snot-nosed Tommy, was that his sidekick?
Yeah, Tommy. And Tommy, you know...
What happened to him?
He just thought everything Lujack did was hilarious, and he had a great infectious laugh.
Oh, that's...
So he was the perfect foil.
The Ed McMahon, yeah, perfect.
And I, unless Larry really just got tired of doing radio, I'll never understand why he got out of the business. Because, and you know, he died when he was 72, 73. That was the last celebrity death that I had tears over. Because he had that level of impact on my life.
Wow.
You know who the other one was? Mickey Mantle.
Really? Classy guy.
Well, I cried because Mickey Mantle... came to grips with his alcoholism at the end of his life. He had the guts to go on a national sports interview and say, kids, don't be like me. Don't do what I did. I could have had far better career statistics, but I could not. It's amazing I was able to do what I did. But his career ended when he was 36, largely because of injuries and the damage he had done to his internal systems through booze. And when he found out he was dying from cirrhosis, that's when he went on national TV and said, kids, don't do it the way I did it, because this is where it'll take you. But, man, there's another thing. You know, when the Yankees came to Chicago, it was like superheroes from another planet visiting. And if you beat the Yankees, that was like winning the World Series.
Well, they were it,
They were it with Mantle and Maris and that whole thing.
Well, my grandfather, Ron, grew up in New Jersey outside of Newark, so he loved the Yankees. And he still talks about going to the ballpark and Mantle hitting this home run that was almost like a line drive that just kept going up. I think hit the lights or something.
He is the only person that almost hit a ball completely out of Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
They estimated it at almost 600 feet. Wow. They had that farm boy power.
Well, and he probably would have stolen more bases. Didn't he have terrible knees or something like
well,
that?
Well, he was the fastest. This is a true quote. Somebody in baseball called him the it may have been Jackie Robinson, called him the fastest white man he'd ever seen. Because not only was he muscular, but he could run from home to first in less than 4 seconds.
Wow.
And then in his rookie year, he tripped over a drainage thing in the outfield and tore up his knee. He was able to put the knee back together so he could play, but he was never as fast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, didn't have the range. But, man, he may have been barring. Yeah, it's always what if. What if this hadn't happened?
Sure.
What if they had the lively ball and, you know, how many home runs would Babe Ruth have hit? You know, there's so many questions. By the way, the baseball winter meetings really sucked this year, Joey. There just wasn't a whole lot of action down there.
Yeah, that's what you want. They want you to believe. They're making deals. They're making deals.
Since we spent all this time talking about Uncle Lair.
Mm-hmm.
What say we play the Clunk Letter?
Yes. Yeah. I want to hear him.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here reading that Rush Limbaugh attributes him to his style.
Limbaugh came through Kansas City. He used to work for the Kansas City Royals.
That's unreal.
So, yes, WLS did reach Kansas. I know, because I was on that station at night, and I could be heard in 38 of the 57 states.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
55. Reach. 55 states.
Whatever it was. 444, we are a little bit behind here.
Yeah.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident with injury on Bell Road at Oliver Drive. A lot of emergency personnel headed that way. Be careful. 65 and 85 increasing minute by minute. We'll have the 5 o'clock crowd hitting the road in the next few minutes. If a Christmas puppy is in your plans, keep them safe with an invisible fence. There are many indoor and outdoor plans available. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Storm system on the way with the chance of rain increasing as we go through the overnight hours tonight. It becomes windy. There could be a few thunderstorms, and the threat of showers and storms will continue on Friday as well. With the low tonight 53, the high on Friday in the upper 50s, and then looking ahead. On Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a few sun breaks and a small risk of a shower. High temperature up to about 57. Sunday's the pick of the litter on the weekend weather with a partly sunny day and a high temperature right around 60. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. see.
During the season of traveling, buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
Guests coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our internet holiday specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention holiday special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts up on my list, shipped UPS overnight.
December 13th is National Cocoa Day. Yes, on a cold day, I enjoy a cup of piping hot cocoa. There's nothing better.
Except maybe having skin on the roof of your mouth. Happy National Cocoa Day.
All right, we got somebody to blame for this.
Yeah.
It's Bubba's fault.
Uh-huh. It's his dog.
I think our listeners will understand. We were outside checking traffic, which yes. we do with our due diligence.
Absolutely. Somebody's
and Bubba that. From Bama Country came out, and his dog was with him. And I said, well, is it okay if I get him a treat because I keep a box of dog biscuits in my car? Sure. So I went and got him, and we had a little process, you know, trying to entice the dog. Didn't work out. But I thought we had a little more time left on the break. And that's my fault, and I apologize profusely. And that's probably why all the lines were ringing.
Well,
people wanted to know.
Why?
Well, you know, Greg, dogs, they say 1 year, human year's worth seven. So dog time obviously is faster than human time. So we got caught up in dog time, and it went by fast. That's what happened.
Boy, that's a great excuse. And if I get called down to the boss's office, I'm going to go with that one.
Don't say I said it. Tell him that.
Oh, no. I wouldn't jeopardize
you. We just got a traffic report called in.
Oh, well, let's get that on first.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I believe there's a wreck. I don't know where it is exactly, but around the I-85, I-65 interchange. So it is backing up 85 southbound all the way to Ann Street. That's what the caller just said.
Wow.
That is what we call a doozy.
Yes.
At doozy. This time of the afternoon. All right. We were talking before the break about Larry Lujack.
Yes, we were.
And we play this every once in a while. But this is the guy that inspired me, and in my opinion, is the greatest disc jockey that ever opened a microphone. And every day he did a thing called the Clunk Letter, and it was appointment radio, period.
WCFL in Chicago, it's 5:28, time for the Larry Lujack Clunk Letter of the Day. Today's letter is from Glenn Bard West High School in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Written unofficial, Glen Bard West High School stationery because it says John D. Sheehan is the principal. Hi, John, what's shaking? Letter is from a member of the senior class whose name is Dick Day, who writes, Dear Lair, comma. I am writing you on behalf of my senior English class. We are doing a project this semester that is called a mass media time capsule. This capsule will contain newspapers, magazines, books, records, and recordings that represent the late 60s and early 70s, 1972 in particular. We would like to have you make a statement about our times that we could put in our capsule so we could record it off the radio. So forth and so on. Thank you very much, Dick Day. Well, this is an exciting moment for me. This is a real honor. I have never been asked to do something for a time capsule before. See, they're probably going to bury this capsule, and then somebody in 100 years will dig it up and listen to the tape, and there will be me. That's kind of far out, isn't it? I have prepared a little something here. So you people from Glen Bard West, turn on your tape recorder. I am really nervous. I hope I do good. I decided to put some background music in here so it would sound a little classier. Okay, turn your tape recorder on. Hit the music, hippie. Hello to whoever has opened this time capsule. This is a recording of radio station WCFL in Chicago, Illinois. I am Larry Lujack, the greatest disc jockey of our time or any other time. I am metaphysically predestined for eternal greatness according to the prophecy in Scripture. The date is November 10, 1972. Actor Richard Burton is 47 today. Nothing much has happened lately. Singer Diana Ross had a baby. Creedence Clearwater broke up. One of the Brookfield Porpoises died. And Ed Hanrahan says he's going to put up his storm windows this weekend. I'm going to the Jethro Tull concert tonight. The biggest story of the year thus far is that Glen Bard West won the West Suburban High School Football Championship, not because they deserved it, not because they were good, but because they cheated and played dirty. That's why they won. Now, to whoever has opened this time capsule, I want you to take this tape. Go stand high on a mountaintop, naked in the wind. Close.
close your eyes and lose yourself in the ever-advancing stream of eternity. When you have become one with the universe, your body will become covered with polka dots. At that precise moment, this tape will self-destruct and blow up you, the mountain, and the entire world.
Boy, I sure wish I could be there in 100 years when some clod digs that up and listens to that. Jack at 535. Always glad to help out you high school kids with your stupid high school projects. That's what we're here for, is to serve the public. Okay.
Yeah, the beauty of that is, of course, you know, part of their target audience, teens, obviously high school students, and I believe 12 to 24, that was where the battle was always fought. And every straight program director, I mean, nobody could deal with him because he wasn't going to do it their way. With the happy, hey, how do you do? He would lambaste his base audience, you know, in a humorous way. But he was the only one that could do that.
And get away with it.
And I worked with a lot of legends in Chicago when I was... Yeah, it's like young Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's first, and I don't think anybody deserves to be called the second best.
Wow.
To Larry Lujack, in my opinion.
Larry Lujack.
And if you believe otherwise, you're a clod. Like I said, I would never rip anything off from him directly.
That's okay. In this situation, I think it's fair.
Thanks.
I think it's fun to rip on the audience.
Hey, be listening January the Tooth.
The Tooth?
A couple of good reasons. First of all, Mr. Adams here. Yes, Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime goes primetime on Newstalk 93.1 FM with a...
It's going to be interesting.
Monday through Friday show, 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And he plans to keep a Saturday show as well.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be interesting.
I am predicting today that at some point, as much as you love radio, you'll appreciate your weekends a little more. But God bless you if you can do it.
I am. I got a message I got to get out.
So. You're so dedicated to what you do. You will be the exception to the rule.
I hope so.
But you can always talk to me if you have issues. You know?
I always do. I always do.
We'll get to see each other every day.
That's right. That's right.
I'm like, I'll be able to hand it off. It'll be fun.
And also on January the 2th, 2019, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomason will be hanging out with us. They'll be our first sidekicks of the year. I love having them in the studio.
They're so good.
Blessed to get to know some people who are bigger than the service they provide, the business they do for the community.